This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Weapons. Not the normal kind of weapons.
Oh, no. We're talking weird weapons.
Weird. Yeah. Wacky weapons.
Yep.
There's so many stories in the news of people using weird things as a defensive tool. So if you got a weird weapon story, this is when we'd like to talk to you. We talked about this story the other day. A man and his girlfriend got in a fight in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up slapping her with a cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger.
And we don't condone the hitting of women, but...
Quarter pounder, a double cheese?
It doesn't say, man. It really...
Like a little a White Castle, a little
I feel
small
like since it's Florida, it's probably homemade, right?
Oh, you think so, yeah.
Probably had a grill in his... In the middle of his living room in his double wide.
That had a heft to it.
Yeah, a little
then.
More heft, right? Your home burgers are...
Right, American cheese probably.
She called the cops when they arrived. His weird weapon was gone, but there were still covered... she still had some bits of burger on her.
Oh, so he ate his weapon then. He tried to get rid of
them. That's the thing. It's like, you bring a gun, there's bullet casings, there's all that
all
sort of
that
thing.
All that a trace evidence.
You use a weird weapon like a burger, who's going to find out?
That's true.
Nobody. Another Florida, do all the stories have to be?
Well,
another Florida story here. She hit her baby daddy in the head with a pot because he was fishing too much.
Okay.
He was actually like to fish. He would go out and fish and she was like, you're not spending enough time with our child. You're a deadbeat dad. So she hit him in the head with a pot.
Huh?
She threw a pot at the victim. He wasn't looking, hit him in the head. She's been charged with domestic battery.
Ugh.
It really depends on the pot. Because
I
have some pots.
Say,
when I first moved into my apartment, I could throw my best pot at you and you would be.
Me too, because it was so cheap.
Oh, God. It was that aluminum.
So
oh,
yes.
God.
Yeah.
Just like it rusted out in the dishwasher. It was just awful.
Handle was all.
Oh, yeah. Like janky. Yep. Try to screw it back in.
Yeah.
Had a little flex seal on there to try to. Now.
But now.
Oh,
that foodie slacker.
I'm going to tell you this, boy. I either eat with my T-fall.
You got that?
That's big, but it's not as heavy.
No, and you have cast.
I have cast iron.
Look
boy.
Out.
I have Lodge. I think it's the Lodge who makes
the
them.
Lodge brand.
Oh. Tell you right now, you have a kid with me, you better spend time with it.
Is that thing so big and heavy that it has to have a handle here, a little handle?
Yes.
Yes.
Legit.
Yep.
My cast iron. Oh.
Takes two hands.
I'm going to say this. You break into my house. Just know.
Oh, look out. He's got the cast iron.
I've got cast iron everything. I've got a cast iron cornbread pan. So I'll throw that. That's my warning shot. It's like, hey, you should leave. Whoopong!
Holy.
Was that Lodge? Yes.
Wow, dude. All I have is the Calphalon? That.
We're not using that anymore, Steve. The non-stick is killing us.
Oh, wait a word. How come no one told me?
Well, no, it was all over. The Teflon stuff. Not all Calphalon is bad, but yes.
Okay.
The weird weapon that you're dying with is the slow erosion of your soul from Teflon.
That is a very weird weapon.
Yes.
I never thought that.
What killed him, sir? Years of Calphalon. That's all right. We've got other stories, and we're going to get to them. But like, what if you don't remember? Steve has used mashed potatoes as a weapon.
I have
as a potential weapon. He didn't ever. Steve has not unsheathed
the potential potato.
Yeah. But if you've got a weird weapon story, this is where we want to hear from you. A Florida woman. What? attacked a man outside a strip club.
Jeez.
Her weapon of choice?
Stiletto.
You'd think, right?
Oh, no.
This was a coconut.
Florida.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. A man was sitting on the strip club's porch when he started filming the woman.
Oh, you're not supposed to
strip
be.
Clubs in Florida have porches?
And good points.
I think we're overdue a trip.
Rocking
How about we
chairs.
Do a Slacker and Steve stupendously stupid trip to Florida?
Wow.
And we go to the motherland.
The stripper porch.
And we just also sit on a stripper porch. He started filming the woman. She was upset about being recorded, so she threw a coconut at him.
Dang, those are heavy.
no word on why she had a coconut.
That's true. It's a diuretic, too. So I hope his metabolism wasn't affected by
yes,
it.
I hope he did. You only know that because of the movie Castaway. I guarantee you, you've never had.
That's true.
You've never had coconut water.
Uh-uh. It's not good for you.
Oh, man. There's one in. Oh.
It's not good for you. It's bad.
There's this one coconut water in Hawaii that I had. It's like Y Cocoa or something that is so good. Never mind.
Wait a second. You're in Hawaii. They have fresh. You just pick right from
I know,
from
but it's this one brand that you drink it and it's just sweet all the way through. It doesn't have that weird aftertaste. And I'm just waiting for one day. I'm going to walk out of the studio and somebody's going to do the intervention on me or whatever because it's really good with vodka.
Oh my God. Coconut vodka.
Yes. Okay. And the can it comes in is like old school tin can. So ooh. If somebody had broken into your house and you'd thrown all your lodge crap
dude,
at
those
them,
tin
now
can.
You throw a Y Cocoa.
Whoopong! Is that what it sounds like?
I would assume.
Whoopong!
Whoop-a-dong! And so the guy who was filming the girl, nothing happened to him other than being hit with a coconut.
Yeah.
She was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon.
He called the cops on her?
She threw a coconut, bro.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You don't just.
It's soft.
Finally, in Germany!
Oh, yeah!
A restaurant chef was in an argument with his wife. And he chose a piece of meat as his weapon of choice.
Ooh, what kind of?
It doesn't say the cut. I want to feel like if you really want to do some damage, you're going to do one of the bone-in.
Oh, one of like the steaks with the
tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
Yeah, Delmonico, something
right.
like that. Unfortunately, he's a good chef. Bad throw. Hit a customer in the head instead of his wife.
Ooh.
So he's been charged with causing bodily harm. By tomahawk.
As he should.
All right, so if you've done something, and by the way, yes, Steve did use, he heated mashed potatoes and didn't.
I didn't have to, I went ahead.
Unlike, like what do you call it, the Hattori Hanzo sword.
Yeah, this.
He never pulled it out of its scabbard. He heard a noise that went bump in the night, and he had his potatoes ready.
Ready to go.
Right over his head.
But I didn't
Five-finger death punch potatoes.
You're right.
Then we have to pull them out. Doesn't have to be a food, can be a pot. What's the weirdest thing you've used as a weapon? Laura.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello, how's it going? What was your weird weapon?
So I had to work at a newspaper when I was out of college, and we had an intruder alert. Ooh. And we were told to use anything we could find around the office because we were not allowed to have weapons in the office. So we were using bug spray and selfie sticks to protect us.
Shut up!
Spray them, then hit them.
Yes.
Yes.
Take good pictures with them while you're spraying them.
Yes, we had a whole plan to spray and then hit and then run, and it was pretty solid.
And corporate was cool with that being that's your plan of attack.
Otter boxes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there was scissors. We had any kind of office supplies that we could find. So
we could throw a stack of paper clips at them if we got really, maybe paper cut them with some hammer mill.
Distract and run away.
Yes.
Right.
Those are some weird weapons. Thank you, Laura. Karen.
Yai.
You are disguised. What was your weird weapon?
Oh my God. So when I was a kid, I don't know if you remember when like the mice for your computer had the little like balls in it.
Oh
yes.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. The weird little, now it's just an LED light or whatever, but yeah. I had the weird little
trackball.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So when I was younger, I was like, I don't know, like 9 or 10. My brother was being a huge butt and, he took the ball out of the mouth and he threw it at me and he hit me in my eye and was like, it's terrible because it looked like I had a black eye for when I went to school. And it was really awkward to explain to everyone that like, no, my parents did not beat me up.
It is a legit ball. That's
it's like
in
a
those.
Foosball. It's
yes.
Hard.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Dang.
And so you had mouse ball eye.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not okay.
You get zero street cred for that.
Right, right. What, how'd you
what happened to you? Man, mouse ball.
So sad.
Did he get punished for it at least?
Yeah. My parents were like, oh, it was an accident. And I knew it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it accidentally had to counterclockwise turn the thing, right. Pop it out of the bottom, then hurl it directly at your
dang.
Eyeball. Wow. Thank you for the call, Karen. That is a weird weapon. Drew.
Yai.
Weird weapon.
I used an empty Mountain Dew bottle against my sister.
How big? I mean, we need to add fluid ounces here.
Oh, I thought you meant sister.
Yeah, how big was she? It was what?
The little 24 ounce one. I was always the little kid, you know, the smaller kid in school and stuff like that. And I'd come home, my sister would beat up on me.
Oh.
My mom always told me to never hit a girl. So I grabbed that empty Mountain Dew bottle out of the trash can and I gave it everything I had in the back of her head while she was watching TV. And the thing is, it actually hit her just right on the back of the head and gave her like a knot the size of a golf ball. She actually got a concussion from it and had to go to the hospital.
Holy smokes.
She stopped bullying, though, didn't she?
There is
she
that.
She stopped bullying, man. I felt so good, even though I got beat later on anyway.
Did they use a Mountain Dew bottle or they go Pib?
Yeah.
They're not messing around when they grab Pib.
Yeah, I'm grabbing Pib, son. Thank you. Wait, there's a bark here. Let me have that. Thank you. And Alicia.
Yes.
Yay. Weird weapon.
My weird weapon is pink cookies. Someone threw a drink at me in traffic, so I threw pink cookies back at them.
Heck yeah.
Are we talking
the
grandma's animal cookies covered in the pink waxy stuff?
No, like the pink ones, the pink chocolate chip ones.
Oh, those ones with the weird cherry chips in them.
That's a good heft.
Yes.
Yeah, they've got a little heft on them.
They do a little weight to it. Just do some damage with those pink cookies.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Do you have like a whole clip of them? How many did you throw?
I threw like however many I had in my little Ziploc baggie.
Heck yeah, you did.
You ruined your snack time later, but well played. Thank you, Alicia. Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Weird weapon.
My boyfriend and I got in a Febreze fight.
I'm sorry?
A what fight?
A Febreze fight.
Febreze!
Why?
So we both... Oh, I don't actually remember what the fight was about, but both of us got a bottle and just started chasing each other around the house, spraying as much as possible.
I thought you faced off like at 20 feet.
Oh, yeah. You walk 40 paces back from each other. You're switching yours from like spray to stream. Oh, no, honey. Here we go. But you both smelled amazing when you were done.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.